thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 41:42, he clothed him in garments of fine linen. The third coat Joseph wore was the coat of destiny. Because Joseph honored God in the most difficult of circumstances, he ended up on the throne of Egypt, wearing the coat of rulership and fulfilling his destiny. The psalmist said God sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. The tests and temptations you are facing are over your future. They are preparing you for your destiny. All of your life can be training for one season or one assignment. And the greater the assignment, the greater the attack that will come against you. 5 times in Genesis chapter 39, the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph. But that did not exempt him from betrayal by his family, or repeated temptation at the hands of his boss's wife, or slander, or false imprisonment, or disappointment at the hands of the butler he befriended in prison. Looking back, however, Joseph realized that all of these experiences were training for reigning. When asked why he used only wood taken from trees that had weathered the biggest storms to make his violins, Stradivarius replied, "Weather-beaten wood makes the sweetest music." So persevere, keep trusting God, and you'll sing a song of victory. There's some great advice on reaching your destiny from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.